Okay, great. Welcome to the February 18th Commission meeting. We'll call this meeting to order at 2:21. We'll begin today's meeting with a prayer reading or thought by Richard and the pledge by Glenn.
Our Father in heaven, as we come before thee today, we're grateful, Father, for the moisture that we're receiving. Ask that we might be able to receive sufficient for our needs, and also ask for a blessing to be upon those who are out taking care of the snow on the roads and around in our area, and ask for a blessing to be upon them. We ask thee, Father, for thy spirit to be here with us today, that we might be able to do things that are in accordance with thy will and be able to do the things that are in the best interest of the citizens of Utah County. And we say these things in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The audience would join with me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you both, and thank your team for all that snow work out there. We need a couple more of those storms. Okay, we will now work on building the agenda. Anything from consent that you would like to hold?
Nothing from me.
Nope, nothing from me.
Okay. Anything in regular?
No.
I have 9 and 10 personally.
Okay. I do not.
I'm good there.
Okay. And then close, I'll have a quick close number 13.
Okay, we will be holding on regular agenda number 9 and number 10. As far as closed, we will strike number 12, hold 13, strike 14, and strike 15.
Okay, thank you, JoLynn. First is regular number 9. And quick question, I see two different recommendations, Mr. Beck, and one has the... Is it the same thing with one item approve or one item deny?
That's correct.
The wards.
It was deny. In talking with the assessor's office, we decided to move that to be approved.
Perfect. And that's what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
So just make note in the motion to approve. They're both on there. So what recommendation.
Letter 26-3 have that.
It does have it. We uploaded it initially and then... We didn't delete the first, so the second one, the most recent one that we put on would have that.
Has approving the abatement for the wards?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Motion to approve item 9.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Craig's favorite topic.
Love it.
Yes, thank you, Greg. So a couple, my main thing, the ordinance only says 1 mile to the nearest municipality. That is the boundary of the municipality.
Correct.
And so that would mean there is potential for unincorporated county house or residence to be less than 1 mile from this kind of facility.
Correct.
Okay.
So, yeah, so the facility is... anticipated to be located, so TSSD brought this application. They anticipate having a place closer to agricultural uses to be able to utilize this product so they can get it to those people that might use it for their farming activities. So it will. There are possibilities of it being near a residence, but generally in the county, it's can be farther away from residents as well.
I struggle with that.
Sure.
Why not just a development agreement for this specific applicant and not a full code change?
We don't have a use for it currently, so we'd have to do the code change anyway. But the code change is in part to just restrict it to this one product and this one use instead of having an entire treatment facility to be able to go through that process. The product that they're planning on utilizing, and I don't know, the applicant isn't here today, that they probably can speak on it better than I can, but the product that they'd be storing is more like a pelletized product that has little to no smell and is going to be contained in on a solid surface and also covered so that there isn't going to be as much of an effect to the adjacent property owners.
Yeah, that's my vapor, you know, smell is my only concern.
Sure.
And I like the 1 mile from municipality, but I struggle with saying it's okay one parcel over from a county resident.
I understand. I think the product it would be helpful if you saw what the product was.
Did some research.
Yeah, it's not anything that like the Class A biosolids that are being stored have gone through the standards that they have to meet, have no ill effects. They don't have any pathogens remaining. They have no detectable pathogens remaining. And so there's not necessarily a concern of like proximity to adjacent property owners. This product can go right onto people's farms and they're without any restrictions on being able to put that there.
Okay.
We just haven't had this in code. Is that how I'm understanding it?
Yeah.
The red line version, I appreciate you including because it's very helpful.
Yeah.
But that's how I read it and felt good because, I mean, we do get a lot of complaints about, you know, Timpanogos in that existing area, right? About smell.
Correct. And this product, by the time it gets through to this process, it goes through that process, there's no smell. What they were able to bring to the Planning Commission meeting, there was no smell to it.
So why the municipality requirement?
We wanted that to be something that was more in line and keeping with agricultural uses, and we wanted to be farther away and didn't really have any cities that had concerns about it, but it was something that in the staff review, it was something that we felt that it would be appropriate for a facility to be located farther away from, so that it wasn't something that a city would have to deal with in the near future, so they could plan around it before they got to the annexation of that property.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't have any issue with it.
I don't either.
Okay, we'll take a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great. Do we have anybody from the public that would like to comment? Okay, seeing none, we will go into closed session. Thank you, everybody. Gotta have an update.
Yeah, I love him.
I do too.
Okay,
you're recording.
Okay, we'll take one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.